What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Dance and Talks, the podcast released from a live story. I'm Teresa Allen, aka Teaser, and today I have a special guest from Canada, Montreal, and I want to introduce to you nobody else than Tara Stephanie. So what do you need to know about Tara? Well, she is from Montreal, Canada, and she actually found dancing pretty late in her age of 18 years old. Later on, she developed a passion for dance, and she has today competed and been teaching in Urban Kiss. She's also running Montreal's team, UrKiss, and is also hosting T-Rex Party online on Instagram. We're gonna ask her all about it. But first, you already know what to do. Click that subscribe button, share, link, and also don't forget to send this episode to a friend if you think that she or he or Z will like it. Now, let's get it going. Welcome to this interview, Tara! Pa, 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 pa.
What's up?
So great to see you. Where in the world are you located right now?
I'm located to Montreal, Canada.
You gotta represent. Love it. And just for a question right now, what are you most grateful for in this period of time right now in your life?
Wow, that's such a beautiful question. There's so many things I'm really grateful for, but to have a roof over my head and to have food to eat every day, it's super simple, but so many people don't have that luxury right now. And every day I wake up and I remind myself how wealthy I am to have those commodities for myself. And even more, a full-time dancer that doesn't have a job right now, I'm like, this is even better. Like, to be appreciate to have those little things. So this is that for me.
Yes, beautiful. And it's so true. Right now, we can't even take that for like a guarantee, you know. A lot of people are losing their jobs, can't stay, having a rent or whatever. So that's a beautiful thing. Thank you for that. I have done a little bit of research about you, but I don't actually know a lot. I remember seeing you for the first time. Could it be Olympics of Kizomba when you came over?
Yes.
And you competed in like a lot of categories?
All of them.
I loved it. And we were like, oh, like, who is this girl? Like, it was so refreshing to see a dancer that expressed herself so much. And that is one thing that led me to go into your Instagram. And that's when the party started. I just started to see like more and more videos, and we're going to get all into that. But I kind of first want to take it back, because I know you didn't start dancing as in an early age, but what is your first memory of dance in your life?
I started dancing seriously in 2010. That's when I was entering college, and I had that friend that just bring me to the audition. She was like, let's do this. And I was not even thinking of doing any extra activities than studying. And she was like, come with me, we're going to try this thing. And I just went because I was like, why not? And I went to the class and I was struggling so much. And I was like, okay, I have to learn this. I have to find my way around this. And since then, I never stopped having dance in my life. I never took a break. It was a back-to-back like experience. And when I started, it was like a multi-style choreographer. So I was touching so many different styles and I was never bored. So that kept me going. And also the crew vibe. I was like, this is paradise. Why I never did this before? So that's how I started. And 10 years ago, that's where I took my first real dance class.
Wow. And I mean, you grew up with Haitian parents, if I'm correct, but you didn't really get like a lot of music or dance from home. Is that also
your vibe from home wasn't necessarily what made you get an interest for music and dance?
Maybe like subconsciously, maybe like the way my parents were putting music around the house, maybe like start there to implement some cues in my head that I like certain type of music and I'm good at differentiate different kind of instruments. And I was playing piano when I was young too, so maybe all those things give me like a background that wasn't aware at that time. But no, we didn't have a lot of parties or anything dance related in my family at all.
That's so cool. So you played piano. Was it like classical, or what kind of style of piano was it?
Yes, it was classical. I was learning at church, so it was really classical, basic, nice music. Not popular songs, just like really church-based songs. And I was getting really good, but I didn't do it long enough. But I'm really interested to start again because it's such a skill to master. Like, I'm curious to see if I can get back to it.
Wow, I remember my parents wanted me to, at least my dad wanted me to play piano because we had one at home and none of us played. And I just didn't want to, like, I just wanted to dance. So this piano literally stood there for like 30 years and nobody played on it. It was just a piece of furniture. And now we also, me and my boyfriend, have a piano in this apartment. We still don't know how to play. So maybe you can teach me one day.
If I remember anything, if I get back my basics, I got you.
Cool. So you started to dance 10 years ago. And in one of your interviews, you described that you were quite shy. How would you describe Tara, like, looking back, except being shy? What kind of person was she when she started?
I was super, like, a loner when I was younger. Like, when I was, like, before college, I had no friends. I was always at the library. I was always staying at home. Since my mom was really church, like, with a church mindset, it's like, you cannot go outside. Don't go, like, friends, what is friends? Stay home with your sisters and everything. So coming out and dancing was really a big thing for me. Just doing, like, oral presentation in front of the class. I remember when I was younger, I was always crying in front of everybody because I was so stressed out. I was so, like, shy. I didn't want to do it. I was trying to find ways to not make that part of the project. Then that was a struggle. But dance really allowed me to, like, do baby steps into, like, feeling a little bit more confidence because I didn't have any output when I was younger to just know if I was comfortable to do this or not. But I'm still super shy. I just get used to, like, get out of my comfort zone. But every time I'm on stage or anything, like, I shake the most. I'm like, ugh. It's super intimidating still for my inner child in my body that's like, what you doing here? Why are you here?
Wow, but that's super interesting. Like, when you look back at that journey, was it a specific moment where you was like, I just need to, like, leave my shyness outside the door when I step in here? Like, can you remember a certain moment or something that happened that just made you switch your mindset?
I feel every time I'm on stage, like, I don't remember the first time that I really had to confront that part of me, but every single time that I find myself, like, 5 minutes before the show, I'm like, how I get there? Like, why I'm here? How did I convince myself that I wanted to do this? And then it's like a little battle in your mind, like, oh, damn, I'm going to mess up. No, you can do this. No, go for it. And then you go for it. And the best feeling is at the end, it's worth it. Like, the adrenaline you get from it, the excitement, the release is all worth it. But it's always it's a constant battle. Like, this little girl, this shy girl, she's still here. She want to be comfortable. She want to stay look back, you know. Man,
it's crazy. It's crazy. And it's like, have you noticed, except the dancing, like when you start stepping into that, you know, in the beginning, at least for me, I needed to create a character for me to step into that, almost like the whole thing with like Beyonce and Sasha Fierce type of thing, where like I needed to create my own character and fake myself to believe that I was her in dance class, and then like go back with my insecurities later on. And did you also create that when Trex came into the building?
Not even. I still have a hard time to act different than who I am. I think I just go for it. I just go for what it is, and what happened is what I am. Like, this is the result. I don't make a character. I should try that part more, just to have more versatility in my way to approach my performances. But it's just the shy girl trying to not be shy at that moment.
Yeah. No, but that's great. Like, for me, I was always told, like, fake it till you make it. And I faked it till I made it. And then I faked another step and whatever. And then suddenly you are that persona. So I'm really, really happy for you to stay authentic with yourself. And have you noticed that other things in your life have changed now when you kind of came over that shyness? Have like other things, other parts of your life became different, or is it still the same?
Everything becomes different. Like, it was like another chapter of my life where I was discovering part of myself I didn't know I had. Like, just the fact to be creative or to want to do things, to be involved in things. I didn't know that before because I was just going to school, doing my homework, playing my piano and repeat. And then starting dance is having all those people with different backgrounds, all those people with different interests that you have to communicate with. And then we have to do a show, we have to get costume, you get to dress another way you're not used to. Then your mom look at you and like, who are you? You're like, hey, that's the dance stuff, you know? And it just opened my eyes to a whole new perception of the world. When you're not used to it, you really feel like you just travel another world where people are more open-minded and welcoming. And it just allowed me to be more mature, like grown up, to be more mature, and to get over myself, to set myself really hard goals and go for it anyway, even if I shake every second. Like, this is the biggest thing. I'm somebody that's so stubborn. When I feel I cannot do something, there's a part of my mind that's like, why though? Why you don't just go for it? Even if you fail, even if it looks ridiculous, just do it. Just to say that you did it and it didn't work out, but you still did it, you know? And that part, I didn't have at all when I was younger. And to tap into that at my age, I feel it's really a good way to grow into ourselves and to get more confidence into what we can bring to the table. So I will say those things.
Yeah. And hopefully that confidence stays with us, you know, like, oh, why wouldn't I be able to buy a house? You know, like, what, like, you know, that confidence, at least I have noticed with myself, but like, that's also, I guess, what we hope for when we give confidence in classes and stuff. It's like that they're not only taking it to the dance floor, but it's like in different life decisions, how you carry yourself, don't let people step on you, like in your workspace, you know. So that confidence that you're describing is like so vital for the rest of our lives too. And yeah, what a gift, man, like to get that. Can you take me back and tell me, how was it to perform for the first time?
For the first time, let me think. I'm trying to find the first performance I can remember. Like a solo one or a group one? Because it's different in group.
You started with a group, right?
Yeah, I started only with groups and I was always in the back. So I feel it wasn't the same type of pressure, you know? It's like everybody is on the spotlight. I'm like, ooh, background. But let's say my first solo in the Urban Kids Kizomba / community, it was intimidating because I was doing something nobody was doing. I was coming with a background that nobody was really exploring. And I've always been about showcasing all my strengths in different styles. So I was like, that could be a big miss. Like, that could be a big, like, what is this? Like, what is she doing? So I had double pressure. I had pressure because I had to perform in front of people I know. It's not just a crowd of people you don't know. It's people you see every day in social, blah, blah, blah. And I had to perform those styles like heels, hip-hop, dancehall, afro, like mash up together in front of those people. And I was like, why I'm doing this to myself? Like, why? And at the social, I was trying to dance before, but I couldn't dance at all. I was just thinking, I have to perform at some point of the night. I was not having it, so I went to my corner and do my little prayer before because I was like, this is super stressful. And I have video of that, and I remember like forgetting choreos and like just freestyling some part because it was like, I was so stressed. Everything like flew away. And it was, I think, one of my first solo performances ever. So when you used to have like people to look up to just like catch up work, and now you see like, oh, I'm supposed to catch up myself in my head, haha. and then it was really like a lot of realization that is not the same thing. All eyes are on you. You do a mistake or you look like you make a face that you did a mistake, everybody sees you. You're like, oh damn, I have no breaks. You have to like do it perfectly from beginning to end. So super stressful, a lot of learning from it, and the rest is history. Like,
yeah, like it's so crazy. I wish that I, like, and maybe I should ask you this one, if the Tara today could say something to the Tara that just started to dance, like what would you say? Because later on you have been doing solo, you've been competing, you've been like, you know, what would you say to her in the beginning?
That's a super good question. You have an amazing question. What I would tell her? I would tell her that's just the beginning. Don't even try to picture where you're going to go because you won't believe it. Like, if I tell you where you're going to do in 10 years from now, you're not going to believe me. Like, that's exactly what I would have told her. Like, when she was struggling in that auditions, I would have gone and be like, don't worry, you get this. Just keep striving in what brings your heart happiness, and you're going to be good.
And that's so, so precious, because that's probably what Tara in 10 years from now are saying to you right now as well.
Ooh, I see what you did there.
No, but it's true. Like, you probably have no idea where you're going right now. Like, she would probably say, like, oh, 10 years into it? Oh, honey, that's just the start.
I hope this is what she would tell herself, myself. Like, ooh, that's a great perspective, because we feel confident about going to the back, but the future is so uncertain. Sometimes we feel like, no way we can go over this. That was the best part of my life, or etc. When in fact, I have no idea.
Right? You have no idea. We have no idea. And I think that this interview will be the manifesto, because we can look back in 10 years from now at this certain clip and it will be there forever for us to reflect on. So thank you for that. Thank you for your future message as well.
Yeah, and thank you for the future of your show where you're going to be on national TV and everything. I can see you there.
Queens support queens. You know it. You know it. And it's funny because, like, when I saw you on Instagram, I just kept on seeing this T-R-E-X, Trex. And I was like,
T-Rex,
T-Rex. Where does this nickname come from? Tell me the story.
Actually, it's one of my DJ friends. Like, I don't know if you know Casanova.
Yeah.
He's a DJ. And my name is Tara, but he was always making that funny joke, like, T-Rex, T-Rex, T-Rex. And I don't know why, it just stayed with me. And I was like, this is so me. Like, I'm a tall girl. I'm kind of like, I can look intimidating from some people perspective of me. And I remember when I was younger, I was walking like this. Like, I was like, just really comfortable walking like this. So I was like, you know what? It just saw in my past, I was a T-Rex when I was, you know, when the dinosaur was there, I was a T-Rex. I'm sure of that. If we can trace back to like back, I'm sure I have this in my blood. Like there was too much science, and that's why it stayed. And I love to call myself like that, to just separate, like Tara Stephanie looks like nice and, but T-Rex is like,
right.
And change my vibe.
And you do have your own emoji. How cool is that?
Yes.
No, I remember because my nickname is T-Z-E-R, teaser. And that was also something that was given to me. And that a lot of people misunderstand it because it comes from like that my hip hop crew. Back in the days, they were like, oh, she's like the little sister. I was always nagging on them and teasing them and punching them and running away, you know. And so they start calling me Teaser because my name is Therese. Now, though, people are like, oh, Teaser. Okay, can I be your placer? You know, I'm like, oh, no. You know what I mean? Like, no, that's not the name. But it just.
But me, I was thinking of the teaser gun, like in my head.
Oh, the taser. Hey, that's a new version. That's level volume 3, man. Love it. I thank you. I'm going to start with the marketing.
Good. No. Hey.
It's funny. Sometimes we just get these names and they're stuck with us. So. T-Rex and Teaser, forever and ever. I love it. And
I like this.
You then later on started Urkiz Dance Team. Tell me about that journey. How are you going from being a student in the back to doing solo show to now being the leader of an entire team? Tell me, like, fill in the gaps for me.
Well, when I was going to college, I started cheerleading. And that was my introduction to, like, team spirit and everything. And really fast, I was getting to be the captain or, like, the assistant of the teachers. Even when I started my dance team in college, after a year or so, I became, like, the assistant. And even after, I was co-choreographing with the teacher. So I was getting fast into those position of like getting things together and seeing the background of how to organize practices, doing auditions, applying for competitions. So even when I finished college, I did my first dance group with friends, and that gave me experience of choreographing and managing everything by my own without anybody else. And I really love that aspect. I really like having a team because it pushed me as a dancer. For me, that's the best way to push me. If I can have people that I have to teach, I have to teach myself even more to bring always something new to the table. So when I started Kizomba Urban Kids, after a moment, I was getting a little bit bored because, you know, the ratio men and women, it was never like equal. I wasn't dancing a lot, but I wanted to still grow and express myself and find a way to like put energy somewhere that you can like grow. And I recruited some girls and we start there and they really liked it. And really, I didn't ask myself more about it because I was really always starting with friends and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but let's say I'm in charge of this. But I was always open to feedbacks from the people that I was considering my teammates. Even if I was the one in charge, it's always like an open space for feedback because this is how I learn the most. And now it's really like interesting to see that people are really like thinking highly of this, of their kids and the auditions and the process and everything that comes around it. Because when I started, I was just, you know, just starting with friends and figuring things all together. And I really like to be somebody that can promote new messages into the scenes, but as well, I'm so excited to learn from other people and bring it back. So that's why I always travel, to make sure that I always bring something different, no matter who comes to the teams every year. Like, it can be the same person 4 years in a row. I still want to challenge you, like, no matter who's going to come next. And even the person that just have no experience, they're going to feel challenged because it's going to be like a really diversified curriculum of things to learn.
I want to take the time to shout out this episode's sponsors, Be Fit Essential. I have been working with Be Fit Essential's Dancers Bootcamp online program for a while now, and I know from firsthand experience that it works. So what is Be Fit Essential except worldwide coaching individually one by one? Well, it's also Dancers Bootcamp online. Now, listen up to this. Dancers Bootcamp Online is the number one world platform for us dancers who want to train dance specific with easy follow along videos. Not only do you have tons of workout videos inside Dancers Bootcamp Online, but you also become a part of this global movement and community with like-minded dancers whose goal is to become better each and every day. Not only do you have weekly updated schedules for the ones who want help to build their own workout routine, you also have 2 full 30-day challenges with dance-specific workouts only. Then you have different sections focused on different parts of the body. Let me tell you some examples. You have the abdominal section, bachata booty section, nutrition guidance, dancer's mastermind if you really want to get into master your own mind, and also stretching for dancers, flexibility, knee rehab for dancers, and kettlebell flow for dancers. On top of all this, you also have weekly webinars and live workouts with Coach Sebastian, and you get a free coaching call with the team whenever you feel like you need it. Listen, I would never promote this if I hadn't tried it myself. I tell you, throughout Corona, this has been a life savior for me as a dancer when I couldn't go to classes or anything else. And I truly support the dance-specific training that Sebastian and the team of BeFit Essential are doing. So if this sounds good to you, it's getting even better because we have our own promo code. When you are writing in a live story in one word, A-L-I-V-E story in one word, you now get 25% discount on the monthly membership as long as you stay. You can cancel whenever you want and there's no startup fee or hidden costs. So if you have any other questions about training or nutrition, never hesitate to reach out to Sebastian at his social media for personal guidance. By dancers, for dancers.
That's so beautiful. And as I said before, like, I saw one video, I think it was just you and like 3-4 girls, and you were like all up in the camera showing off. There was a lot of sauce and juice in that video. And I was just like, damn, you know, to create a team, and especially with women, is one thing, but to make them feel as confident and show off and express themselves, that's another thing. How have you been working with them, except just giving them steps and choreography? Have you been doing anything else with them in order for them to like get out of their shell and express themselves with like whatever body, whatever color, whatever background? How have you been working with that part specifically?
So since the beginning, I've always been a really open-minded person, like, and super supportive. Like, I'm the kind of person that's social. I will sit down and watch every single of my student dance and like film them and rooting for them, shouting. Like, this is like, I guess, my background. Like, when you see somebody dancing, you just throw shoes and like be super extra about it. I was bringing that to that dance scenes. And I think that was an element that really bring confidence to every single people, because they were feeling seen. They feel like the progress was like noticeable. So from this was really a point of it. In my practices, there's always moments where I challenge them to do freestyle and to express their musicality or express their ideas. So having that in every practice, at some point, it become like second nature to just go there, to just express. You know, you have to, you know, you should wait for it. It will come at some point. I will ask, you have to do a freestyle now. You have to do this. And they didn't have a choice. It was just like, you have to do it. So they had to get that process every practice that I had to find something. I had to find something. And with time, so many beautiful dancers I encountered from my team, like, they are amazing. They are incredible. And they inspire me too, that like the way they express themselves in their individuality, in their body, in their beauty, is so refreshing to see. Like, when I started dancing, there was that model of like the perfect follow, the perfect partner, that if you didn't look like that, you could forget a career in this dance scene. And to see so many of my students with so different ages, so different body types, so different colors, I was like, no, we're going to promote this, and the people that want this will find us. And that's what we did. That's what we did from the front. So these two, I think, bring a lot of security in the team, because people know they are already accepted here. They don't need to change. They don't need to be anybody else. They don't need to dance with like anybody else. They just need to be themselves and push from there. And that's why I promote every single practice. And you see, like, sometimes I'm gonna have some talk and we're gonna start crying together or laugh together. It's really like almost a therapy. Yeah, it's almost a therapy. Like, we're going through so much insecurity and blockage just by being there and dancing and trying to find our voice. Like, I think it brings, when they showcase themselves, maybe they don't even notice that they grew like that, but people from the outside are just like, dang, you look so confident. And they're in their head, they're like, you didn't see me crying last week at the practice, but hey. So yeah, I think those things.
That is for me growth. You know, it hurts to grow. It's not comfortable. Like, every time you have that, like, it's something that cracks within you that is like, you have to grow out of that shell. And it's not necessarily pleasant. Sorry, it comes with tears. It comes with push. But I also believe, like, the reward of that is life-changing. Like, yeah. One night like that, and if you also have that multiple times, you know you're going to challenge yourself over and over again. You guarantee growth.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Sometimes when we're in the process, we kind of forget that this is how it tastes like to grow. We still focus on the painful part of it, or like the challenging part of or belief, and we have to change our way of seeing ourselves because we're gonna go somewhere else. But we often forget, and just you telling that, I'm like, that's exactly what's happened in different way of life, not just in dance, but sometimes we forget how it feels to crack of that shell. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like I read the description of like the snake as a symbol the other day. Snakes is like something we see as like very evil and whatever, but actually the symbol of the snake is that shedding skin. Like the snake have to shed skin in order to survive. And like that is kind of how humans are as well. If we don't shed skin from now and then, we're slowly just being and dying off instead of evolving and living. So I'm like, I'm super touched and emotionally like happy also for your team, because to get that experience and you providing them with a platform that you didn't even know was going to be a platform like that. You just started a team and look what it's becoming now. This is incredible. I'm like, I'm so proud of you, even though we don't know each other. No, but it is. No, but it's true.
Oh, this is nice. Thank you.
And that is also leading me into the people who cannot be in Montreal and your team. They still get to dance with you. Tell me about when you get the idea to create the T-Rex party, Body Express Experiment. Tell me about when you got the idea.
I think I was on Instagram and I took Paris Goebel, like she did an IG live, and it was kind of the same concept. She was showing a choreo and then people could join the live to do the choreo with her. And I was learning the choreo at first. I didn't know it was going that way. But that part when people were calling in the live, I feel the stress. I was like, oh, they're going for it. Like, they're going, they're showcasing their talent in front of all those people watching. I was like, I got goosebumps just with seeing that concept. And then I was like, now that we are at home and not everybody has a partner, I was like, we could do this, but just with body expression, like, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be an exact style, just like, anything musical, expressing yourself, for me was enough. That's why I call it Body Expression Experiment, because I was like, everybody can come here, no judgment space. And when I started, I had zero expectation because I was like, I never saw anybody do that in that scene. And it just blew my mind. I was like, I could not even picture even better, a better experience. Like every single minute that I'm on that live, my mind is blowing up. Like the level of talent, the courage of some people, the support in the comments. And then afterward, all the people that didn't even like join the live, but watch it and they're like, one day I will be able to do it. I'm so inspired. This is such a good idea. This was so entertaining. I was like, it just me watching people dance and doing like crazy spaces. But it's super fun to do. I'm always having a lot of fun to do it.
Yeah.
So that's why I come from.
Yeah, because I have one of my best friends here in the Netherlands is Sachi, and she's like logging. She's like, I don't care if it's like 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm putting on my top and I'm going for it because I cannot miss this. And that was just like, for me, like, damn, this is a really dope concept because it is literally, you know, women bigging up women from across the globe and literally just expressing themselves. And it's super, super cool. Have you like thought about thinking about like doing something with this in the future, like an event or workshops with this particularly?
I would love. I have so many ideas. Like since the beginning of like all of this quarantine and everything, I was like, damn, I was going for so many things, like so many new ideas, but now I just have time to just sit down and work on it even more. But I would love to have a big meetup and a big T-Rex party and kind of a concept like where everything meets together, where people can expose themselves and challenge themselves, getting support, but always sharing a huge vibe together. That would be like the perfect event. Like, I don't know how it would look yet, but future will tell me, right?
It will. And also, like, yeah, I don't know why I'm putting myself in this, but I'm just like, man, if this is already something we, you know, you can do online on Instagram, could it also be like an online event? Because you can have like not only the dancing expressing part, but like if you have a close group, you can actually talk about this growth and that confidence online as well.
Ooh, you gave me good ideas. I love it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just the name, like T-Rex Online Festival. I don't know.
Ooh.
I mean,
hosted by Teaser.
Exactly. Call me. I will be in it for sure.
I love it. I love that idea.
All right. Well, we cannot forget about your competitions. Like, you have started to compete. Tell me about you entering a competition for the first time. When was it? What style was it? How did it make you feel?
So my first competition were groups one. I was in teams and we were going for like hit the floor 1, 2, 3 times, like different kind of competition out there. And at that time, we were doing really good. I was surprised even that we were doing good, because I was looking at other teams and I was like, oh, damn, they've been training for years. They have backflip everywhere. And our team were more about like move and violent stories. And we were doing really good. I was like, okay, this place for diversity here. So that was the first competition I ever did. But I really love the fact that you had a goal to work to. Like, just sometimes dancing without having a goal, either a performance or competition, sometimes feel a little bit less motivating than if you know you have an end product to have, like, a certain type. You train differently. Like, every training, you're like, yeah, because that is coming soon. I have to be serious.
Nice. And you, later on, like, last year, entered the Olympias of Kizomba. How did you find that experience, traveling all the way to Europe, competing for your life in so many categories? Like, what was your experience of that whole weekend?
Growth. Damn. The growth. And I remember seeing you with your partner, and I was like, where are those people coming from? Like, I was really close to you guys from the first round, and I was so impressed of the level and the chemistry, and I was so surprised that the result didn't match me. I was like, they just win everything out there. What the hell? Like, but that's what I learned as well, is that different area, different judges, different perception of what is really skills or not skills. And me, I think I can identify people that are truly freestyling, and this is how they express themselves. This is not a choreo, this is not made up, this is really sauce plus sauce. And people that are more technical and more into like preparing themselves and making sure they have that movement going up at that moment to make sure, ooh, yeah, doing a surprise, but it's not a surprise. I learned that in Olympia, that you had to be like kind of in both sides. Like, you had to be prepared, but you still had to be versatile, but you still had to stay in the rules. Like, for me, it was hard to like, even when I went there, I didn't expect anything, because I knew my style was like really different. My way of dancing with my partner was really different. So I was like trying not to get too like sensitive with the results, but I ended up really doing good, like pretty good for a first time. And I was really surprised, and I had a lot of feedbacks from either people watching, but the judges as well, who made me take a lot home to work with. Mm. Like, that experience really bring me a lot of good ideas. And seeing all those people competing and seeing what are their strengths, I was like, okay, I want my strength to be that now. I want to be more like this, somewhere like that. But just in the time of a concept, not just becoming somebody else. Mm. So that was the highlight. But I remember watching you and your partner. I was like, with.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. That we definitely learned a lot too, because we had just competed in the one in Amsterdam, and that's how we mm-hmm. got to the one in Paris. And it was just completely different. As you say, like, people came with some tricks that we thought, you know, like, I saw things I didn't even think that you could do within the style. But what I found so refreshing, I remember specifically your lady styling solo, and I remember like the whole crowd feeling you on this one. Like, it was just you know.
Oh,
bless you. It was just you, and we were just honored to be there. Like, it felt like you were just doing your own thing, and you didn't care if anyone was around you. And that was the difference, because when I do solos, I become very aware of like the people around me, and it becomes automatically very like show. I feel like I need to look at people. Whereas you were just like, you were just standing there on your own and feeling your own vibe. And that inspired me so much, because I was like, oh, you know, like, she could actually be standing here on her own, having the party of her own. And we're just lucky that we see it. How did you feel walking up to that, being completely alone?
I think at that point I was pretty used to do demos by myself, so I tried to keep the same mindset going there, even if there were like four judges like looking at you and trying to see how they can give you a note. But that moment was really special to my heart. Like, that was a moment for me where I was like, I was still battling. I remember with my partner, we were talking, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to dance in heels. I don't know what I want to wear. I don't know if I should stay more like into what they expect me to do, like, or still going for my thing. And I did. I just went for my thing all the way. And for me, it was a moment where I was allowing myself to embrace who I was and not care that it was a competition, but just care that I was representing myself anyways. And I would rather represent myself this way than trying to fit what people expect me to be. And I think that concept in every aspect of life is really present. Sometimes we try to fit people's expectations. We try to fit people's beliefs when we are already something else. And even if it look a little bit weird, a little bit different, a little bit out there, it still have value in somebody's eyes. And I remember people writing to me afterwards and be like, you inspire me so much. And I was like, what? Like, guys, like, that was like, ooh, that was like, in my head, I was like, that was not even the best in my head I could produce, but people were so... people were so nice. Like, I was like, we're in a competition, but everybody's so nice. Everybody's so welcoming. I was really surprised from that too. It was not like, oh, I'm competing against you. It was pretty a loving, sharing kind.
Yeah, because you have nerves anyway. You're going to be your hardest critique ever anyway. So yeah, it definitely helps that people are also nice about it. And that's what I felt too. You know, like, I just went into that competition like, I don't want to disappoint these people, and I don't want to disappoint Laurent, and like, oh yeah. And then we have the, you know, Shamalo, who organized, you know, who was our friend in back home, and you have like all these expectations. And then after the competition, I was like, oh, like, actually this was all for us. Like, nobody cares, you know.
Yeah,
if you disappoint them or not, it's only for you. To, again, like, this is where I am in my process right now. This competition mm-hmm. is only like a proof of where I am right now. And from here, I can only go forward. It was so, so, so dope to see you guys. And moving forward, what do you wish to see? Because now you're like representing Montreal, you're representing Canada, and I know I heard a lot of great things about Montreal and the scene there. What do you wish for your hometown scene in the future?
I wish we can dance again this time. I wish we can dance again soon because we have so much talent at home. And I can see how all of this have affected people's motivation to like even picture themselves dancing in a year or two. Like they don't, nobody knows. And I know when you stop dancing for a long time, to go back, you have to have really like a high level of like resilience because you don't know where you're gonna start from. And if you keep that idea, I was there before and now you're trying to be there again, but your perception is different. Even if you grew, you're not gonna see you grew, and then you're gonna start talking negatively of yourself. It's like a lot of pampering is needed in my scene. So I really hope that we can start to dance again. And that people that have been shining all the way keep shining, and the new people shine even more, and that we have more events for people all around the world to come, because it's definitely a vibe. Like here is definitely a good vibe, a good community. Like we really welcoming, friendly, like super, super friendly. Like everyone that comes here is like, damn, people are really welcoming and friendly. So definitely more festival and more talent. There's so much talent here that needs to be recognized, and I'm making my mission to like push them forward, but they're doing so great already on social media. So I'm really excited to see how they're gonna expose themselves even more and maybe start teaching, traveling, doing competition internationally. I'm really having those goals. Because I'm like, if I did it, anybody can do it. So every time somebody's talking in my time, I'm like, you should do Olympiad. Oh, you should do this. You should do that. They're like, I'm like, yeah, we should. Like, it's a beautiful thing to be able to uplift a whole community to grow, you know, not just dance to dance because, oh, yeah, I'm just going to dance and not, like, make myself better. But if people are hungry to learn and to get better, it's even more greater because the scene is becoming more and more powerful as a whole. And it's really nice to dance together and with strangers. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was beautiful. And like, I definitely feel like Canada maybe haven't been a lot on the map before, but because of these rumors, people are talking about Montreal and like the vibe there. So it's super exciting. I can't wait to see what the future holds for you guys, and that I can, you know, that we can come and visit you guys. Cause
yeah,
to Toronto before, and I love Canada in general. I think it's a beautiful country. So I would love to also go to your side and just experience it. Definitely. That's so
yes.
Cool.
Let's pray that everything comes back.
Come back. Mm. All right. I usually, in the end of the interviews, are having something called fill in the blanks. And it's basically I start a sentence and you end my sentence with something you think, a word or an end of a sentence. For example, if I was an animal, I would be...
Okay.
And then you answer T-Rex, for example.
That's the exact answer. I was like,
yeah. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. When I hear a really good song, it physically makes me feel like...
It makes me feel alive. It makes me feel alive. It makes me feel like every sense I have is being used. Like from my hair, but from my skin, the shivers. It's like, I'm alive right now. This is like a moment to embrace.
It's beautiful. Amazing. Okay. A really good event is...
an event with really good DJs.
Shout out to the DJs. When I teach, I always try to.
I always try to give a message deeper than just dance. Make people think even deeper than the dance aspect of it. If they can bring something home, a concept home that resonates with a lot of part of their life, I'm like, I did my job.
That's great. Yeah, it's what we talked about before. That's amazing. Okay. When I am a student, I always try.
When I'm a student, I always try to push myself. But sometimes it's not where the teacher wants me to, but I always try to push myself in an area that I know I want to work in.
That's great. That's great. There's no wrong answers. Okay. One fear that I have been overcoming is...
Did I overcome any? One fear. I think all fears, we think we overcome them at some point, but they still have like so much layers. But I think one fear that I've been constantly working on is the fear of being rejected. But this one is like, there's leveling to this, but that's one I'm constantly working on. And I came so far, I overcome a lot. So I'm like, I'm proud of me.
That's for interview number two. I'm going to dig into that next time. All right. And I'm going to flip it then and say one of my proudest moments was...
Okay, my proudest moment, there's a lot of proud moments, where I was like, this is great. But I think the best one was when I was having my festival, in 2019. Yeah, in 2019. It was the first year that I had international artists and international DJs. And then it was the Saturday night, and I had to introduce my team to do a performance, and I was like, wow, this is it. It's like everything at one place. Like, my friends are their artists, the DJs are my friends, my students, and then you have people supporting me, and you have me with the mic at the middle of this, and having to meshing everything together. And it was just a moment where I was really appreciating what I did. Even if we had a lot of up and down, I was like, this moment right here, I'm embracing it. I'm really proud of what I'm going to present to the other people and see everything come up together. So that was a key point.
That's a beautiful answer. I'm so, I can really imagine that being a super proud moment. Okay. One thing that I really want to achieve within 1 year is?
That's a good question. What I wanted to achieve? There's a lot I want to achieve. In 1 year, that's mean next October. I want to have my school. I want to have my own school, my own little room, and it has my name on it. I would love that. I know it's really ambitious in 1 year when you have no idea how to do that, but let's put it out there in the universe. We never know.
You know, universe is listening. It might go faster than you think. All right. Okay, I'm gonna take one more. I need to dig deep here. Okay. What is one thing that you think all humans should try at least once?
To dance. Like, to dance. That's the answer. These people that never try to like go a little bit deeper. But for me, dance is like a moving meditation. It can go so deep. And even more, I think, in couple dance. Like, before couple dance, I was thinking tango or salsa bachata, and I was thinking whole people. But I feel like urban kids, it can go, like, reach so many different ages. If people can taste what it is to be in a room and having a connection with someone and just express exactly who you are in that moment, that feeling of just being the flow, bam. You're good. Like, that's the goal in life. That's such a unique feeling, and you never get enough of it. You get addicted. People get addicted. Like, they go from festival to festival just to look for it. Like, everybody should go dance. Dance. Mm. And there's so many styles, there's no excuses.
No excuses. From the dance hall to the hip hop to the urban kiss, for sure. I can be more mic dropping, pen dropping out. That was a great answer. And I want to say thank you so much for your time. In the end of my interviews, I always leave the mic to my guest. And I really want to know, where can we find more information for all the listeners? What is the next thing? Should we look out for a project? Whatever you want to say, the mic is yours.
Okay, well, people can find me on my Instagram, Tara Stephanie, Facebook, YouTube. I have some video on there. And the next thing to look forward to is my festivals. Like, I'm definitely trying to get a festival going for 2021. So to look my social media for when that's going to happen, because I'm a crazy person, have crazy concepts. So if you want a crazy event, mine's going to fit your needs. And thank you for inviting me. This is really great. And I love the energy. I've been smiling the whole time. You have the best questions. Like, you just have that flow that's so natural. Girl, I believe in you. You're so good at this.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I might just pop into one of these T-Rex parties and change it up with my dance hall style and all of that. I can't wait to see you in real life as well, whenever that may be.
Definitely.
Thank you.